piece of coal that burns into ashes, with the right amount of striving, can turn into diamond, stable and brilliant. Lest you go unshining, the carbon life that you are, sheer stability could make you eternal.
Welcome to Sync Mind. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen. For a better experience, please use headphones.
Spiritual process means every day you must do this. All your accessories, your wealth, your place in the society, your education, the relationships, everything that you possess, keep it aside at least for a few minutes. Just keep it aside. Just be here, it's just life. This is important for you. To live well and to die well, this is important. This is what spiritual process means. For one who is looking at life as a possibility, everything turns out to be a possibility. If you're looking at life as a possibility, you will see the possibility everywhere. If you are not looking at it that way, if you're looking at it as a problem, of course you will see problem everywhere. Everything is a possibility. Sun comes up, it's a possibility. Sun goes down, it's a possibility. Oh, Sadhguru, you make up your mind, which is a possibility, coming up or going down? No, no, both are possibilities. Question is, can you ride it or not? That's all. But I'm repeating this again. You have chained yourself in too many ways. Every day, if you don't keep your accessories down, you will get so chained, you think that is what makes your life. No, no, right here now, your heart is beating, you're inhaling and exhaling, this is what makes life. This is what makes life. And you're feeling wonderful, that is what makes life. Huh? You're blissed out, that is what makes life. Not the hubcap. This whole situation of virus, we shouldn't waste it. I was talking to a top-level executive in India. So I was having a conversation on the phone and I asked, okay, what is happening? Is it, you know, India's industry and commerce recovering? He said, no, Sadhguru, as the saying goes, never waste a crisis. We are not wasting it, we are making this and 100 different things that they're doing to make use of this time. I said, this is fantastic. If business people have this much wisdom, people on the spiritual path, hello? Never waste a crisis. It's given us time. See, I'm putting it to good use. I traveled around the United States and came back, which I would have never done with my schedules. It's been a phenomenal process to touch all these Indian nations, meet many of those people, the leaders, common people, youth from Native American community. And well, this material that we have captured, which is immense in the sense every day, I think the cameras have been rolling for anywhere between 14 to 16 hours a day. So for 37 days it's been on. It'll take us maybe a couple of months before the first material really starts coming out. So look forward to that, because there's lots of phenomenal and interesting material out there. Maybe the kind of stuff that you've not generally used to, because these people live close to life, no accessories. No accessories, just life, strong life. It's important that you not only live, that you live strong. Living strong does not mean showing your muscles to somebody. Living strong means your level of experience is intense and enormous. Your level of experience will become enormous only when your level of attention is absolute. If you're absolutely attentive to everything around you, oof, what's happening here is not a simple phenomenon in terms of life. It's too much. It's too much for anybody to grasp in one life. That much is happening, isn't it so? Hello? Some of you are nodding. Okay, you are installment people. You did everything in installments. You bought a home in installments, you bought a car in installments, you also got married in installments, yes? Slowly. So you want to do your life also in installments? No. Oh, but I like life. If you like life, it's like this. I don't know, did you enjoy your school days? Everybody talks about it in a very nostalgic way, but actually when you go there and see, most people didn't really enjoy it because they're worried about the homework, they're worried about this, they're worried about that, wanting to be number one in the class, all kinds of things. I really enjoyed my school days because I was not always at the school. So, just because you enjoyed your school days, does it mean to say you would like to stay there? You're eager to go to college or to something else, isn't it? The same goes for life. If you lived your life totally, it doesn't matter how good it's been, you will want to move to the next possibility of what it is. So those who say, no, no, I don't mind coming back 100 times, is simply because you're not living totally. You're hanging on to a few things. You're just hanging on to the accessories of life. But if life is what you're experiencing, it is the natural tendency of life to move to the next possibility and the next, whatever it is. This is the nature of life. But it is your psychological framework which chooses comfort against life. Everybody is talking about comfort zone as if it's their wealth. What you mean is my prison. Self-created prison is comfort zone, isn't it? Why are you not comfortable in the rest of the world? Why are you not comfortable with anything that comes your way? I'm saying if you bring attention to every aspect of life, everything is the way you want it. Every aspect of life. Seriously, look at the possibility of taking this life to its fullest possibility, that's all. This all spiritual process means. Spiritual process does not mean going away somewhere. It simply means taking this to fullest potential. I have my work, I have this, I have that. All this you did as accessories to life. Your career is an accessory to life. Your wealth is an accessory to life. Your home is an accessory to your life. Is that so? Hello? So, if life is your fundamental concern, enhancing it to its fullest is natural concern.
The most important aspect of my life is I never identified anything as small or big. Even today, I pay the same level of attention to everything. I have no anything small or big. I have to kind of encapsulate that, I can say this. My daughter has been traveling with me since she was 3.5 months of age. So that was a time when I was driving across India, building the foundation at that time. So every day we are in a different home. One big problem in the world is every adult want to teach. When they see a child, they want to teach. They want to teach them something that's not worked in their life. It's obvious it's not worked because between most adults, and their children, if you look at it, who is more joyful? The child is more joyful. So who should be a consultant for life? It should be the child. It's just that adults, the only qualification that they have is, they came here a few years ahead of the child. They might have learnt a few survival tricks. Beyond that, they know nothing about life that the child doesn't know. So I made one rule, nobody teaches her anything. Nobody teach her ABC, 1, 2, 3, Mary had a little lamb. So nobody taught her anything. Because nobody taught her anything, she was all ears. By the time she was 18 months, she was speaking 3 languages fluently. And many other things like that, because no overload of trying to teach her anything. She simply picked up whatever she can. So when she was 12, 13 years of age, she came back from school one day and she was disturbed about what happened there. Then she said, you're teaching everybody so many things, you're not teaching me anything. I said, well, I'm not known to teach anything unsolicited. Here you are. And I said, see, this is all you need to know. Never look up to anything. She looked at me like this, the question mark on her face, whether, what about you kind of thing. I said, not even me. Never look up to anybody, never look down on anybody, and this is all. If you don't look up to anything, if you don't look down on anything, you will pay attention to everything. If you pay attention to everything and see everything just the way it is, without prejudice of what is big and what is small, what is good and what's bad, what is virtue and what is sin, simply look at everything as it is, you will effortlessly navigate your way through life. So, I'm not paying attention to small or big, I'm just paying attention to whatever there is.